The cross-border reimbursement scheme remains, I think, just enduringly popular, certainly judging by the correspondence I get from members of this House, among others. Personally, I would very much like to reintroduce it. The 135 was to start reducing the waiting lists, and as I said before, we would need to spend that 135 five times. It's over 5 years. I am not at all confident that 135 will become available during the course of financial year 25-26. I'm seeking clarity on how much I can expect to get. I'm also seeking clarity on when that money may start to flow. But I am instinctively thinking that what I should do is proceed at risk. And that means thinking about a cocktail, talking to the trusts, talking, whether members like it or not, to the independent sector, but also thinking about reintroducing that cross-border scheme. We are tending, because of the pressures on the budget, to work hand-to-mouth, day-to-day, living in the day, and what we need to do is try and lift our heads up, difficult as it is, and start thinking a little bit more strategically. And if there is more money coming, we will look at all the options. But I think the cross-border scheme is the one to go with.